You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Or
702.
World of Work.
And today we are discussing something very interesting, and I'm sure a lot of us have experienced this in one way or the other. We're talking about favoritism in the workplace. There are employee incentives and the recognition, and those are vital when building a happy team. But what happens when a boss shows favoritism towards some employees? What happens to those employees that are favorites, and how do they continue working in an environment that doesn't alienate them? I want to hear your stories. I want to hear your experiences. Maybe you are someone that has witnessed favoritism in the workplace. How did that affect your relationship with that colleague that is being favored? Or maybe you are a colleague that is favored in the workplace. Does that alienate you from your colleagues? Like, do they gossip about you and how favored you are? The boss loves that one. Huh? There are always stories about that in any workplace, right? Maybe you are the employer, maybe you are the boss, the line manager who favors some employees. How have you dealt with that? I want us to give our frank inputs about this matter. I'm going to take your calls on 011-883-0702. You can start calling me right now. If you want to send me an SMS, you can do so on 31702. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702. And we can look at it broadly. We're not just talking favoritism where it's not earned. But what happens when it's earned, right? What happens if Clement is favored by the boss because Clement has put in so much work and Clement is so committed to work? So how do you deal with it that way? I want to hear your thoughts. I'll take your calls. And I've got Gina Siegel, who's going to help us navigate this conversation. And Gina is an industrial psychologist. Gina, thank you so much for your time. Jen, I really appreciate it. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement. Thank you so much for having me.
What is favoritism in the workplace? How do we define it?
Well, favoritism in the workplace is sometimes actual, and you said it yourself. Sometimes people experience it as getting rewards, some earned, some potentially not earned. And rewards themselves are normal in the workplace. And we also have a perceptive, or, you know, a perception of favoritism. And that's not always something that you're conscious or you're aware of. Mm. And that can also, you know, be very detrimental for a team.
So how do you then, Gina, deal with it? So if I am the favored one in the workplace, and I've not earned it, maybe I'm favored because I have previous history with my line manager or my boss, or we have somehow struck a relationship, friendship of sort. How do you deal with it? What do you need to do?
Yeah. Well, the thing that industrial psychologists try to do as well is we see it at different levels. So we see it from a leadership issue. And obviously, you brought up the fact that as leaders, you can bring people on that you've worked with before because you know that you have a good relationship with that person, or you don't even realize that, you know, you might call on that person because they have a better skill set that you're likely to use in that situation. And then, you know, you've got it a different level, which is the employee themselves. So you as the employee, you know, you're in a bit of a power situation going on. You know, you want to do your best, you want to progress potentially, and you're in a bit of a power storm, I would say, where people might perceive you to be favored over themselves. And then, of course, you've got the individual on the other hand, who's a bit of the observer, the person who is in that team, who's seeing this favoritism happen. Mm-hmm. And that's also, they have a role as well. You know, is their perception a personal issue that's going on? Are they aware of the kind of emotions? Are they spreading rumors? Those are also very deviant behaviors that can happen. And then the third level, which is also very important to see, is the organizational level. You know, diversity in organization has been researched to be extremely important for competitive advantage. So if we're not promoting diversity in thought, in skill, in personality, then we're definitely not going to get the best results. There's lots of layers to this.
I want to know about then the people who are favored, because maybe the boss just appreciates the work that they're putting in, right? Should they feel apologetic about it? Because, Jenna, I, in the previous jobs that I have done, I have had colleagues say I was favored. You are the boss's favorite. But I used to feel bad about it until one day I sat down and I thought, damn, don't be apologetic about it. You're not being favored because you have a pretty head or because you come to work every day at 10 o'clock. You have worked bloody hard. And if a boss is going to appreciate your work and favors you and you have earned it, then there's nothing to be apologetic about. Is that the right approach, or is there something that those that are favored in the workplace can do to also maybe even better their relations with the colleagues who will normally complain that they're not being seen because there's this guy or lady that is favored?
Right. So, Clement, I think there's always something we can do. And I've been told this before, and I think I repeat it to a lot of people, that guilt is the most useless feeling in the world. You know, guilt doesn't really get you very far.
Yeah.
So taking ownership, like you said, of the fact that you've put in the hard work and being self-reflective of the fact that you've earned whatever recognition that you've gotten from leadership is something very important. If it isn't earned and you're getting this because, you know, you go for golf with the boss on the side and you have drinks afterwards, you know, maybe that's something to consider. But you're not dealing with the same type of psychology there. And it's also one of my worst things in the world is when other people make their issues your issues. And I think for a lot of people in teams, in the sense that you become a victim if you continually see that, oh, this person's just a favorite, I'm never going to get there. You put yourself in this negative framework, which takes away the energy and power that's needed to actually put positive energy into the workplace. So the relationship there is difficult if the leader isn't coming to the party as well.
I want to take calls now, Gina. I want to take calls on 011-883-0702. Tell me your experiences. Are you a favorite in the workplace? Is it earned, or is it because you play golf with the boss, you have lunch with the boss? Is it earned or not? And I want to hear your stories. And maybe you are an employee and you see someone, your colleague, who's being favored, and you have a problem with that. Maybe because even if it's earned, you feel like it's still problematic because bosses cannot show favoritism. If you're a boss or a line manager, also give me a call. Is it even possible to avoid having favorites? When someone puts in the work, they are, you know, they have a great work ethic. Is it even possible to say, I can't favor this person? I want to hear from you as well. I'm taking your calls and also your voice notes on 0727021702.
Hi, Clement. It's Kay here. With regarding to favoritism around the workplace, I was one of those that were said to be favored by the boss. And the reason why that is because we just clicked, you know. He's no longer my boss now, but we're still friends, like very close friends. So it's one of those that, you know, our kids about the same age, and we played golf together. And I mean, that sort of moved from me reporting to him, which I still did. But then, you know, it was more of a friendship outside the workplace than anything else. So yeah, when anything happened around the workplace, and I was on the other side, my colleague said, yeah, it's because the favorite, and which wasn't the case. So, yeah,
it's a tricky one though. Is it not a blurry line when you have developed a friendship with the boss and you play golf together, you go out for drinks together? Does it not get blurry? Like, how do you know then if, I mean, you can put in the work, but how do you know then that the boss actually favors you because you're putting on the work, or favors you also more so because you guys are friends outside the space?
Absolutely. So, Clement, I also want to recognize what the caller said there, because it is natural and normal for us to feel more comfortable with some people, whether it's because of our personality, as you said, like your kids are the same age, your culture, background, whatever it can be. We are more attracted and comfortable with those individuals. So recognizing that is the first step, because without recognizing that boundaries can become blurred in that situation, you're not able to act upon it. In the workplace, very important is to create a space where people are psychologically, they feel safe. And if you're not creating that space because you're maybe leaving people out of conversations or not including them in decisions, it becomes very stressful for those individuals as well. And boundary setting is one of the most important things for leaders. Not to say that you can't be friends, but also to recognize the impact on the rest of the team.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Soweto now. Patience, good morning.
Hi, Clement.
What's your experience?
Oh, my experience was like I wasn't the favorite one when it comes to salary, because I was the first QA to be appointed to that company that I was working. And then they brought someone that I need to train and so forth, only to find out that she was any more than me.
And you trained this person?
Yes, I trained this person for a period of 6 months. And then I went to my boss and asked him about why the salary are not the same. It told me, like, I need to appreciate what they are giving me, or else the other company will appreciate my work. So now I should work to get an experience. Okay, it was a little bit tension between me and my colleague and so forth. Then they brought someone again. I need to train that person. And the same story again, it repeat itself. They were getting more than myself, the salary.
Wow.
They're like, yeah. So when it's audit time, they will call me to do the audit and everything. But whenever when it comes to salary, they're the favorite ones.
Sure. Wow. Patience, thank you so much for calling us. Yeah, Gina, I mean, I'm listening to that. I think for me, it even goes beyond favoritism. Like, it's just down evil and inconsiderate. Yeah.
And unfair. And that's the thing also that we have to take into consideration, is that we do have legislation, we do have basic rules of conduct where if you're doing the same job as someone else, you should be paid the same. And it can come to a point of, you know, perceived unfairness. And just to tell someone, you know, that they should be appreciative of their money and their salary, it's very disheartening for someone to now have to train someone else. And patience is definitely in a situation where this is not just favoritism. This might be something that you can take up with HR.
Yeah, it sounds like something you can even take up with HR. It just sounds...
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go to Rosebank now. Sarah, hi.
Hi, it's Sarah from Rosebank. I'm also called a favorite.
Okay.
Boss's favorite. But, you know, like everyone is saying, that it's a place where you earn, you know, you earn your position. And for me, I just personally grew up with, you know, where we were taught hard work never kills. So I put that in my position. And whenever I'm given something, I just put my head down and it's done. And, you know, people look at you and they think you're driving a car and you dress well, that, you know, you're getting a sidekick. But it's not like that. You know, I'm passionate about what I do. I'm honest in what I do. And I like to do, I like to serve. I like to do my best in everything, you know, raising my kids in everything. So it became an issuance, and you were named, you know, called things, and it was your friends can turn against you, but you know what? You can't change who you are for somebody else. Mm. You go to do your job.
Do your job.
COVID has taught me anything. It has taught me to appreciate what I have.
Mm. Yeah, you and just continue doing a brilliant job. And
yes,
I think, yeah.
And you know what? Your rewards are, some people, they chase after money and they forget that they, you know, losing the gist of things.
Mm-hmm. Sarah, thank you so much for calling us with your experience. Let's go to some voice notes now.
Hi, Clement. We do have a situation like that at work. I'm a teacher and our principal absolutely loves this one teacher. There've been rumors about them dating. Not a problem, but the problem is that he allows her to apply for positions that she's not suited for. She's not even well experienced for. And it's causing a lot of drama.
Yeah, that also sounds illegal. Like, why are you applying for positions and allowing someone to apply for positions they don't qualify for? An SMS here says, Clement, I'm a victim of favoritism. I've been overlooked for salary adjustment 3 times, where some of my colleagues got all the time. It has affected my performance so bad that I myself just don't care anymore. And yo, that's one of the problems, hey? You know, the consequences of favoritism. It's not just the low morale amongst other people when there's favoritism that particularly even wasn't earned. But you also have the issue of overlooking potential, hey?
Totally. And that's such an issue. There's a few things that have come up, and all of it points towards the fact that without transparency in why people are being promoted, how and what are the criteria there, we often get to a point where there's this sense of demotivation, that idea of alienation, and none of that helps you to actually do your work. And most people come to us wanting to be successful. And without the support of leadership and without the understanding from leadership what is actually going on, it becomes really difficult just to do your own job. I mean, if people are sitting around spreading rumors or, you know, talking about politics and the internal politics of the organization and maybe even coming to a point of bullying, it's spending energy that takes away from actually doing your job. And the drama element of it can definitely start to detract from just feeling good about being at work. And that creates a very toxic environment for people to work in.
Mm.
It's very sad to hear that.
I'm taking more of the calls. I just want to read one SMS that I received here. It was raising an interesting point. Someone here says, Clement, there's no difference between being your boss's favorite and your parents' favorite, and or not. It still hurts the person who is least favored. So we need to stop the double standards. It is an interesting point, I suppose, Gina, is it not? Because even if you've earned, you know, that title or being favored by your boss, at the end of the day, the person who is least favored is going to see that, and it may affect them.
Absolutely. And Clement, yesterday your discussion with Jenny coming up with, you know, your parents treating you in a certain way, there are lots of theories out there about how we tend to replicate our familial roles in the workplace. So if you are the youngest at home, maybe you become the youngest in your team, or, you know, if you were someone who wasn't treated as the favorite at home, you know, you haven't created that necessarily resilience, and you might even go to the place of feeling like you are being, you are being made to feel lesser. And that's also about, you know, our own self-awareness as adults, because the difference between being in the workplace and as a child is that we should have at this point some way of dealing with this that is not in a childish emotional way, but it has, our behaviors even as children do turn up as adults as well.
And it's a fascinating process that happens that you can see in the workplace.
Yeah.
Definitely something we should be very cognizant and very aware of.
Okay.
As individuals.
Yeah. Jenna, thank you so much for your time. Sorry, Jenna, you know, I'm giggling because I've called you Gina and Jenna, and then the producers, I've asked them, can I do this? And they said, well, get the guest name right first and you can do whatever you want. So thank you, Jenna, for coming through and helping us navigate this conversation.
Absolute pleasure.
All right. Jenna Siegel is an industrial psychologist. I want your calls now. 011-883-0702. Sam, you're in Randfontein. How's it?
I'm good on myself.
What's your input?
Yeah, basically, with me, I think it's a bit of a tricky one because I think my boss, I used to feel like maybe I'm being mistreated, or maybe when she comes to me, it's more like she's being too hard. But I realized that it's actually out of love. Maybe she wants to see good out of me. So basically, I took it very positive in terms of how she treats me. Then I realized that maybe I might be favored because she will, at some point will give me tasks that are actually above my pay grade. Then I get to realize that actually this person wants to see good out of me. You know, it's not anything to do with that I'm being mistreated. You know, yeah, I was very positive about it, and I felt like maybe I might be treated, I might be favored in a way. Because I used to say, why am I giving this so much workload? I'm overloaded, and you know, stuff like that. But then on the positive side, I realized that I'm actually learning. You know, I'm actually learning. So yeah, this is my contribution towards this discussion.
Oh, lovely. Thank you for that contribution, Sam. Tsulu, you are in Montana, in Pretoria. Good morning.
Hi, Clement. How are you?
Keshap, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. You know, with my experience,
yeah.
I've had employees that generally are hardworking and they take initiative. And with such people, I've always, encouraged them because to do more because they wanted to do more and reward them for that. But sometimes when other employees see that, they think it's favoritism. But you find that, you know, the favoritism, it's not necessarily favoritism. It's just a person get rewarded because he's got a good rapport with the boss, and they do their work as they should, and they go the extra mile. So sometimes people take that as one being favored, you know, and it's not necessarily that way.
Yeah. So sometimes it's just about rewarding, you know, the people for their hard work. Thank you so much for your contribution, Tsulu. I want to read some interesting tweets that are coming through on this topic. Someone says, where is it? There's someone who's suggesting that people that are favored. Oh, here. Ngosan on Twitter says, most of the favored are spies. Ditweba. Amakunduani. Whereby, whenever you discuss working, whenever you discuss working conditions, they go behind you and tell the bosses in advance. But some are just favored for hard working and honesty. You see, these are the perceptions people have that whenever you are a spy, yeah, like when you are favored, people are even scared. They alienate you. They're even scared to have conversations with you about the working conditions because you're a snitch and you're going to go and tell the boss because the boss likes you. And Umunduka Jesus on Twitter says, I don't think I was favored. I think my two bosses just liked me. If there was anything which the team wanted from the bosses, they will send me and it will come right. Everybody will say, Upi, umamako. No, babako. But one thing I know, they believed in me. Marissa says, sometimes what people see as favor is just reward for good work, but people do not see the late nights while they leave at exactly knock-off time and refuse to take on work that is not in their job description. That is said in inverted commas. Success on Twitter says, being the favorite of my boss, of the boss, or someone superior is earned. Favorites work hard and deliver. Yes, it is also ushered by finding the right connection. Favorites never want to disappoint their bosses, which is what drives and motivates them. Thank you so much for your contribution.